Well, hello and welcome. This is Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And it's yours truly, Michael Wolfeld. I'm the staff naturopath with PureAM Health Products. And of course, I always like to start off by giving Dave and Amy credit for having me in the company, because not that I'm anything special, but that I am a naturopath. And as far as I know, this is probably about the only nutritional or, you know, network marketing company that has a staff naturopath on board. And as Erin always likes to write in the, I think it's the Monday morning minute she writes, she says, "We pay Dr. Mike, so you don't have to." So in other words, I'm available, not 7 days a week. I'll get into that in a second. But I'm available, you know, as much as I possibly can to answer your questions about product use, health issues, and even if you just have a question about even another product. My game, which I learned from my grandfather, is service first, everything else follows. And I'll tell you, in my 50-some-odd years, it's been true. I have never gone, not only have I never gone without, but I've always had more than I've ever needed by always putting service first. And I like to say that because I recommend that everyone practice that. It really works. Not only is it helpful for other people, but it gives you tremendous happiness because you're really making the important things important, and that's really cool. So since we have a lot of new people constantly joining us, I like to do a little bit of review and just remind everyone why PureAM Health Company is unique. There's many, many reasons why it's unique, but I like to focus on two major reasons, which I think are very, very important and actually unusual in today's world. Number one, as most of you know, the company is primarily owned by Dave Sandoval and Amy Venner. And we're a family company, some 30-some-odd employees who are all well taken care of, and good benefits and good working conditions. I have great working conditions. I get to work out of my home. And so that's one thing. Number two, we are a manufacturer. We make the products that we sell. We're not a co-packer. Now, what do I mean by co-packer? Well, if you ever look at a label of a product, whether it be a vitamin, supplement, food item, drug, toothpaste, I don't care what it is. If you look on the label, you will see such phrases as distributed by, exclusively formulated for, exclusively distributed and formulated for. You'll find all these kind of nifty little expressions. What do those expressions mean? They simply mean that the label of that product was made by someone you don't know. In other words, the name on the product, that company did not make that product. It's as simple as that. A co-packer made that product. What's a co-packer? Co-packer is somebody who simply makes products for other people. Give you an idea. You're all familiar with what mayonnaise is. If you go into every store, you will find approximately 150 brands of mayonnaise, different formulas. And yet, there's probably about 5 plants that make all those mayonnaise. So in other words, very few people make things anymore. And all they're doing is printing a label, letting someone else do it. Now, the reason why that's important is because our fine government and FDA allow additives and all sorts of stuff to be added to supplements and even food, herbs, spices. Now, when you hear what these things are, you don't want to eat them. FDA lets people put plastic in food. You can put plastic in supplements. On labels, it says microcrystalline cellulose or modified cellulose. That's plastic. It's legal. You can put a certain amount in. And by the way, if you use some of these, what I call pretty obnoxious additives, and you use less than 2%, you don't even have to list them on the label. Now, to me, that's pretty doggone nasty. But that's protecting the company, obviously, not protecting the consumer. Now, some people would say, ask the question, well, what are these things for? You know, why would you? Why are they using this modified cellulose? What does it do? Well, it's a tablining aid. It's a flow agent. You'll find it in spices. You'll find it in cookies. You'll find it in supplements and pills. So it's a tablating aid. Notice the words, tablating aid. I didn't say makes the product better aid, enhances the product. I didn't say that at all. I said tablating aid. What does that mean? It means that it allows that product to be made more efficiently at higher speed, at less cost, even if it produces an inferior product. That's how it works. So because we are the manufacturer and because we use our own products, we don't really care to eat plastic. We don't care to eat hydrogenated vegetable oil. You probably didn't know that was in some of your products. If you ever see a label that says magnesium stearate, sounds strange enough, but it's hydrogenated vegetable oil. Now, the medical profession, even doctors will tell you hydrogenated vegetable oil is not good for you, but yet you will find it in supplements. You'll find it in pharmaceutical drugs. If you think this is strange, it is. So that's the real problem here. And so what we want to focus on is helping people understand that it really is crucial to know what we are consuming. Absolutely, very, very, very important. You know, I get calls all the time from people who ask me, you know, to check out a product. And you really have to read ingredients. If you see isolated nutrients, if you see vitamin E, if you see ascorbic acid, riboflavin, if you see words like this, or you see vitamin D, they're just chemicals. They've been added to the label, and they've been added to the product primarily for one reason: to make the label look better. Sorry to say, but that's the way it is. So in any event, we at Purium believe that for those people who are trying to do their best to eat food without pesticides, without genetic engineered ingredients, you know, without additives that they don't really want in their food, we feel equally as strong that we should also be able to get supplements that are free of these kind of things. So that's number one that we have. Number two is Purium basically works on the basis and features whole food superfoods. Now, real quickly, what a superfood is very simple. A superfood is anything that's naturally occurring in nature, in other words, that is very high in nutritional content and relatively low in calorie count. Now, this may interest you because the diet of the world today is exactly the opposite of that. It's high calorie, low nutrient. And guess what? that is the one reason why we see such a dramatic increase in obesity, diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, cancer. I would say that 99% or more of all the people that are walking around who are obese, in other words, they're beyond 50 or 60 pounds overweight. Every single one of those people, believe it or not, is hungry. They're starving to death. That's the problem. Because they have only been consuming empty calories, which of course get turned right into fat because the body treats it as a toxin. Doesn't know what to do with it. Fat cells, one of the main purposes of fat cells is to store toxins. Also, it's insulation. But storing toxins is a big role of fat cells. So in other words, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about turning things around from high-calorie, empty food to low-calorie, high nutritional content, where the nutritional content is naturally occurring in the food, not nutrients that have been added that are just quote-unquote USP pharmacopoeia nutrients like ascorbic acid. The body doesn't know what to do with it. Studies show that if you put ascorbic acid in your body on an empty stomach, drink some water, within 20 minutes or so, you will have urinated out 90% of that. It goes right through you. You take RC from nature, for example, or our amla vitamin C, or orange juice extract, or cranberry extract, or you know any food that is high in vitamin C, and you take that on an empty stomach, drink some water, 72 hours later, 72 hours, not 20 minutes, 72 hours later, over 85% of that vitamin C is still in your bloodstream. That's the difference between how the body treats a chemical and how the body treats the food that contains the chemical. Structure and function is everything. Nutrition by the numbers is useless. That's all it is nutrition by the numbers. It has no bearing on what the body does with it or how it can help the body. The saying is we have the most expensive urine in the world. Well, it's true because people put all this stuff in their body, especially all the so-called fortified foods. The fortified foods are fortified with these same chemical vitamins. So we have the expensive urine because all this stuff is peed out rather quickly. Anytime the body takes in something it doesn't know what to do with, it treats it as a toxin, and it wants to get it out ASAP. It's as simple as that. That's how it works. Okay, so with that in mind, we're going to move into the subject of tonight, which really is pretty much a natural sequitur to what we just talked about, and it's called happy hormones. Well, I'd like to start off by simply talking a little bit about what's a hormone. What's a hormone do? Now, I didn't even know this until, you know, a couple of years ago. There are two main avenues of inter-body communication. In other words, where the body is communicating within itself, cells to cells, organs to organs, so on and so forth. One way, and the quickest way, is through nerves. It can be instantaneous. In fact, it can be so instantaneous that, for example, if you put your hand on a hot plate, like a stove, you know, like an electric stove that you don't even see it's red because it doesn't light up, but it's hot, you touch that, you are going to immediately recoil and pull your hand away from that even before your brain has registered that that was hot and you just burned yourself. That's how fast nerve impulses travel. Faster than a speeding bullet. So that's one way that the body communicates with itself. And not only does it do it from external stimuli, let us know if something's injured or we need to be warned, but it also works like this internally, which is why sometimes you feel a pain inside your body and you're not sure why. Like if you overeat, your stomach gets stretched. The other main avenue for communication in the body are hormones. And obviously, a system called the endocrine glands are the places where hormones are created. And of course, that includes the pituitary, the thyroid, the parathyroid, pancreas, spleen, pancreas, adrenals, ovaries, testicles. Okay, these are all basically organs that produce these hormones for the sake of metabolic communication. Now, one of the reasons why there is a Starbucks on every corner in every city is because everyone is walking around with depleted adrenals. Those are those little organs on your back near your kidneys. And they're responsible for what's called the fight or flight syndrome. In other words, if you get in a place where you're in danger, it hasn't changed for thousands and thousands, millions of years. So if you're a caveman and you're being attacked by some saber-toothed tiger, that fight or flight chemical is released into your muscles, which gives you superhuman strength and will allow you to run like the wind to escape the danger or stand your ground and fight it out. But in any event, it gives you superhuman strength for a short period of time. Now, it should be noted that it's also important to note that that chemical that is being produced that allows this to happen is very, very toxic. And so that's its method. It's basically shocking the nerve, and the only way that the body can deal with it is to burn it up quickly so you get a surge of this, what you think is energy, and it's actually just simply it's a chemical boost. And so that's one of the hormones that works in the body. Now, of course, in the olden days, when, before the age of automobiles and computers and cell phones and all the rest of this stuff, most of the time, we had people who worked on farms, who, walked places and, rode horses, and, people were much more active. And because of that, there wasn't a need for Starbucks on every corner. Because when people only had these kind of reactions, it was for a good reason. There was a problem, and they had to use physical strength of some variety to deal with the problem. Well, today that's changed. Today we have so-called emergency situations arise that our psyche tells us is an emergency, but the body, they really aren't, but we react to it that way. So like, for example, you're driving down the freeway, and someone pulls out in front of you, and of course they're in la la land. They didn't even know you did it, and you bang on the dashboard and start swearing at them. And of course, you've just released all that toxic chemical into your bloodstream. Or another one everyone can relate to: you're typing away on an email, and all of a sudden it just disappears. We've all experienced that. Same kind of thing. Okay, so you're sitting still in both cases, and you have one of these kind of reactions. So you're pumping the stuff into your body. Now, the problem is, because it's so toxic and you're not utilizing physical strength and trying to fight something or run, basically it stays as a toxin. It doesn't get burned up. So that in itself then creates a load on the body that inhibits not just the adrenals, but all of the glands from working properly because they all communicate to each other. You probably heard the pituitary is considered the master gland. Okay, so these guys are all communicating with each other. So when one gets highly abused, you have a domino effect that can impact many, many other glands. And right now, we are dealing with an almost epidemic of people with thyroids that aren't working well. And they're all related to this toxic overload of too much, you know, of the adrenaline. And also just because we live in a toxic world. So in other words, these glands are very sensitive. And they need to be cared for very carefully. And when we don't care for them carefully, then we start to have backups. Now, the best way to deal with this is twofold. First of all, we want to try and be as calm and peaceful as we can throughout the day. We want to be able to stop the epidemic of the drama reaction. We are living in a drama world right now, and it becomes addictive to just simply go into the same spiel that everyone else is doing. It's very, very dangerous, and it's toxic to the body on all levels. So this is one of the things we want to really, really work on. Then obviously, another thing we want to do is we want to detoxify. We want to clean ourselves out. And of course, that's one of the advantages that we have with our transformational cleanse and our anabolic cleanse. These are programs that are easy to follow that actually allow us to clean out the system and sort of reboot the computer. Now, one of the questions that comes up many times for me is people will ask me, is there anything else I can take while I'm doing the transformational cleanse to actually make it more efficient and better? And I always say, well, yes, there is. One of the things that people have to realize is the transformational cleanse has been put together for several things in mind. And the most important thing is that it's user-friendly, that anyone can do it. People will say to me, well, now, is this as good as doing a, you know, fresh juice? You know, if I'm buying organic vegetables or growing organic vegetables and I'm juicing them all day, is this going to work as good as that? And I'm going to say, well, no, of course it isn't. But how many people have the kind of time or money? Because you're going to spend two or three times what it costs to do the transformational cleanse for the same length of time just doing green vegetables that are organic, making sure they're fresh, and juicing them so you're doing it three or four times a day. It's a lot of work. So obviously, the main thing that we've attempted to do is offer someone something that's going to give them what their body basically needs to allow the body to do a decent cleanse. And that's what it accomplishes. I like to see people do it with the fiber. I think the fiber should always be included. Now, in terms of other things that people have asked about adding, and a lot of people have added these things, you know, we recommend that you drink lots of water. Well, one of the things that you can do is, while you're drinking the water, you can mix green kamut with it, or the barley juice, because then you're putting more chlorophyll in your system, which, of course, is further cleansing. Some people have added chlorella. Now, some people don't do well with chlorella, so you have to find out what works and what doesn't work. Some people have added probiotics, and they've asked about that. I say, yeah, that's a good idea, because, you know, we're really using products that aren't necessarily living food. The Power Shake has some enzyme active food in the terms of the cereal grasses and the activated barley, but, you know, spirulina is basically has to be heated, and the master aminos are certainly, you know, not living food. So it can be good to add the probiotics if that's what you want to do. And it's valuable because the colon needs good bacteria. And when you're cutting down on the amount of food you're eating, especially if you're not eating fermented foods, which I recommend everyone do on a daily basis, you know, yogurts, raw milk yogurts, raw miso, anything that's fermented is really good. Then that can help because you're going to get more activity. Some people have added the fulvic zeolite, put in a few drops of that every time they do a power shake. That's also fine, but you got to realize that can dehydrate, so you got to add more water or more green kamut. So there are ways that you can modify the cleanse, the transformation cleanse, and actually make it even better without adding calories. Because, I mean, you can have a whole bunch of green kamut and you're not adding too many calories and you're getting a lot of benefit because it has a lot of chlorophyll-rich vegetable juice. That's what we're looking for. So in any event, back to the hormone issue, I get lots of people who are calling me and asking me about doing bioidentical hormones and the HG and all these other things. And what I always tell people, when you start playing with hormones, you are playing with fire. Now, I'm not saying that sometimes doing these things isn't helpful, because sometimes it can be, and sometimes people need something to try and, you know, get things cooking. So, but I just want people to recognize that when you start playing with, I don't care if they're supposedly bioidentical. In fact, if you even read how they make bioidentical, you're not quite sure what they're actually doing, because they're processing wild yam, okay? And it's not quite clear of how you know, how this all takes place. We're not even sure if it's not even genetically engineered. So I'm just saying, you want to be careful and you want to do everything you can to not go that route if possible. I mean, I realize some people, it becomes necessary, but do it cautiously. Don't just jump in because you've read an article or some doctor is telling you, oh, this is perfectly safe, because a lot of times it's not. And there's always side effects. That's the main thing. You always have to remember there are side effects, and that's important. So hopefully this has been helpful tonight. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys. And once again, I want to remind everybody that I am available by calling 800-962-5433 or emailing me at askphpdoc@gmail.com. And those things are on the website under my, I think I have a page there. Now, I do want to let everyone know that finally I've decided to have a real schedule. Typically, up until recently, you know, I worked Monday through Friday and attempted to take Saturday and Sunday off. But as you probably are aware, many of you, you know, I get lots of contacts on the weekend, especially Sunday, because a lot of people are home, and so it's a good day. And the day where I get the least number of calls and emails is Friday. So starting last week, I am now taking Friday and Saturday off. So basically, I'm available Sunday through Thursday. And I think that's going to work much better for all of us because, as you know, everyone needs at least one day off. So, and I really admire all of you people that are working so hard, not only on your own health conditions, and really turning your life around. And a lot of people have done a dramatic job of turning their lives around. And I think I just take my hat off to you, because it's hard work, and it's phenomenal when you do it. Because the world's not telling us to do this. The world's telling us, don't do it. The world's telling us to just do what we're doing. Okay, so we're going against the tide. And it takes courage to do that, and it takes strength to do that. So give yourself a lot of credit. And I also thank you because many of you are really doing a great job of giving service and letting the results take care of themselves. We've got lots of members who are doing absolutely the best they can to help people understand that there are alternatives to feeling bad, that you don't necessarily have to be on drugs the rest of your life. And I really take my hat off to you guys, because you're the company. I mean, you are the front line. And my job is easy compared to yours, because I just get to try and help people after they're already receptive. I mean, sometimes they're not, but most of the time they are. But to be able to actually be an example, and that's the key. You know, we can talk till we're blue in the face, but words are cheap. But the example of your own life speaks volumes. And when people see that your life has changed, when your skin is clearer, when you're thinner, when you have more energy, that's when people stop, look, and listen. So always remember that. So, friends, it's been a pleasure to be with you. I will see you again in 2 weeks, which I believe will be, if I'm not mistaken, today is the 24th, so I will see you on May 13th, Wednesday the 13th. And just so you know, I will be traveling from around May 30th to June 20th. We'll be out doing talks, and so hopefully these will be published and available. I'm going to be doing store trainings, which of course are not open to, you know, consumers or PHP people, but I will be doing some PHP talks. One will be in Paso Robles, June 1st. I'm going to be doing one in Monterey, I think June 15th or so. I'm going to be doing one near Santa Rosa in Pengrove, I think the 15th. So stay tuned, and we hope to see all of you wherever we're going to be. Take care. God bless. Remember, be happy and stay well. Until next time, God bless. Bye.